This is Chris Johnson.
And I don't really talk about my my divorce all that much. I guess the main reason is I don't want to be that fucking guy that's constantly whining about his ex. That shit is troubling to me. When my parents got divorced, all my mom fucking did was bitch about my dad. It was non-fucking stop. Now granted, my dad's a hunk of shit. But I don't fucking need to hear about it every fucking waking moment. Anytime I see my mom, I don't need to fucking hear about dad. Like, yeah, I know he's a piece of shit. I haven't talked to him in fucking 8 years. On the subject of my divorce, I don't know. You know, it was a tough thing for me to deal with for a long time. So I'd bring it up in drips and drabs. There was another reason I didn't talk about it. My name was still on the fucking house that we bought. So legally, the divorce was in place, but my name, Chris Johnson, was on the fucking deed and the mortgage of a fucking home that I never fucking lived in. You know how much that sucks? What a kick in the balls that is. I picked out a fucking house. I bought the house. I did the house inspection. I put money into the house. Never got to live in the fucking house. But here's the bonus. I got to pay for the house. Sort of. I mean, she was paying for the fucking mortgage, but guess who missed the fucking payment? And guess whose credit got kicked in the balls? Mine did. So I've been working to get my fucking name off this goddamn house, and I thought to myself, like, oh man, I can't be making too many divorce podcasts. I can't be making too many ex-wife podcasts when my name's still on the goddamn house. Like, what if something happens? I don't know what could fucking happen. That was just my crazy neurotic thought at the time. What if something fucking happens? Let me give you a quick timeline. It's 2015. Wife and I signed for the house in February. Sent me a divorce text in March. I still went through the closing process because I thought we might get back together. I was a naive fuck. So we closed on the fucking thing. And then, you know, she told me one more time that I was a piece of shit and that we were fucking done or whatever. However the fuck she phrased it this time. I heard the same version of that story a lot. And then she moved into the house with some asshole with a man bun. Now, this asshole with a man bun worked with her. So you can draw your own conclusions from that. You're probably drawing the same conclusion that I did. They're fucking, right? They're fucking. They had some kind of a fucking relationship on the side. How the fuck else do you explain sending your partner of 14 and a half years a text that you want to get divorced, then 2 months after that, moving into a house with some dude that you work with? Really? What, you just decided to date for 2 months and have him move into the fucking house with you? Come on. I'm not a fucking idiot. You know, you wonder, like, how fucking long has that relationship been going on? I don't fucking know. You know what's worse, too? Like, when they don't come clean about it. Like, I said something one time. I was like, you cheated on me with fucking man bun. And she wrote back, I didn't cheat on you. You were horrible to me. And I left. Wait, what? No. Wait a second. Let's just say, for argument's sake, that I was a huge piece of shit in my marriage. You still cheated on me with fucking man bun. You can't just fucking say, like, but you were a dick. No, that doesn't count. You can't fucking do that. Fuck off. I tell you right now, man, that can fuck you up for a long time, that shit. Fuck. It probably still is fucking me up. I mean, I'm not a big dater. I've been out with exactly one person since the divorce. Like, in actual, like, dating fashion. I mean, I go out and fucking do shit. But in terms of, like, an actual fucking date, like, with, like, you know, I guess potentially a relationship in mind, it's happened one since. Maybe the fucking cheating has something to do with that. Or maybe I just don't feel like fucking getting to know anybody. Because I don't. One of the interesting things to me about the way my marriage ended is the way that my ex, like, continually handled me after that. I was a fucking mess, dude. I was fucked. And we didn't talk much. I mean, we're going through a divorce, so there was some times you had to fucking communicate, and I had to communicate with her a lot over the last fucking 8 months to make sure she got my fucking name off the goddamn house. I got to fucking babysit a fucking adult. But, like, every fucking time, like, I don't want to fucking fight. Like, I don't want to see this person anymore. Fuck her. You know what I mean? Once you get past all that bullshit, like, once you finally are okay again, you know what I mean? Start building yourself back up. Takes a long fucking time. But, I mean, she's been gone for, when is this? Like, over 2 years at this point, so I'm good to go. But, like, anytime there's any kind of communication, she's an absolute fucking asshole. Like, you left me. What the fuck did I do? Like, I had to fucking send her an email, like, when my name got off the house, my insurance was still on the house. So I was like, yo, I got the message from the fucking lender. I'm off the mortgage. I still need to be off the insurance. So could you take care of that? And then she'll write back, like, I don't have anything to do with that. Stop contacting me. I was like, stop contacting you. I'll stop when it's fucking over. And she's like, is that a threat? You're going to stop harassing me. And I'm thinking to myself, like, who the fuck? Like, I was married to this person? Jesus fucking Christ. Man, I just threw 14 and a half years into the fucking sun. Motherfucker. A fucking miserable asshole. That's an interesting thing to me. Like, you cheat, but I'm the dick. And I'm not trying to say that I didn't cause any problems in the fucking relationship. I'm sure I fucking did. I cause problems everywhere I fucking go, but, I mean, nobody deserves that, right? Am I fucking crazy? Am I fucking crazy to think nobody deserves that? And what a motherfucker this guy is. Think about that. Like, how do you have such little regard for some fuck you've never known? Like, I fucking hate people. I wouldn't fucking do that to somebody. Anyway, there's a little insight into my divorced world. More episodes, Sundays and Wednesdays. You can follow me on Twitter at JohnsonHateYou. And then follow on Podbean or iTunes or Apple Pods or whatever the fuck they call it now. You'll find it. iOS users, if I can be a douchebag. Google Play as well. For you Android users, if I can be an even bigger douchebag.